Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. Across Utah, folk artists create handmade treasures that are used and valued by their communities. Many artists train for years to master their art forms, relying on knowledge passed down through generations and sharing those skills in turn. Folk artists provide a unique and important community service. Their job is to preserve cultural traditions. One such folk artist was Goshute basket weaver Molly McCurdy. In the early 1900s, Molly grew up near Ibapah, Utah, watching her aunts make twined willow baskets. Essential for survival, Goshute baskets were used to gather traditional foods or hold water, or roast pine nuts and winnow off the husks, or even cradle babies. Women spent hours gathering willow and young stalks of sumac, which was no easy task in Utah's arid West Desert. Young girls such as Molly helped prepare the plants by splitting the stalks into thin strips using their hands and teeth. From there, they learned how to weave baskets of different shapes for different jobs. Before her death in 1994, Molly was among a few remaining weavers who could create traditional basket forms. Her works are still valued for their beauty and roots in tradition. When Nina Grimes moved her family from rural Georgia to Utah in the 1950s, she brought along her prized possessions. These included quilt frames inherited from her grandmother, as well as the skills to make use of them. Nina learned to quilt from helping her grandmother, a tradition she passed on to her own granddaughters. A founding member of the Utah Quilt Guild, Nina became certified through the National Quilters Association and taught hundreds of students. She wrote books, accepted commissions, and worked 10-hour days to produce quilts that remain highly valued for their artistry and skill. During their long careers, both Molly and Nina received the Governor's Folk Art Award, which honored their contributions to Utah's diverse folk traditions. Their work strengthened their communities and continues to inspire new generations. This episode of the Beehive Archive was contributed by the Chase Home Museum of Utah Folk Arts in Salt Lake's Liberty Park. Sources and past episodes may be found at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of Utah Humanities, I'm Megan Van Frank.